I am fucking done. I am done. I am done begging a mother to love me.
Fellas, welcome back to the channel. Today we're talking about how leftover women all over the world are realizing the game is over. Men are walking away, refusing to deal with the drama, entitlement, and unrealistic standards anymore. The era of simping is done, and reality is setting in. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, because the wall is undefeated and men have left the building.
So I got dumped because I asked a man to pay for everything. And before you guys comment, I just want to know, do you guys think that I was in the wrong? And that after that one comment, he should have dumped me? Because I think if you really like someone, you're not going to dump them over one comment. And I really liked him, so I was begging for him back. Like, I still was begging for him back. And he said that it already put a sour taste in his mouth and that he doesn't want to talk to me anymore. I just don't understand, because if you like someone, you're not going to dump them over one comment. And it wasn't like I didn't like him. I actually liked him, but I was just in a rough place with my job and I came to him at a time of a high stress moment. And maybe I shouldn't have said that under stress and pressure, but like, he ran. He like literally ran away after I said that. Maybe he just doesn't like me enough. Like, I don't know what it is, but that one comment made him throw everything away.
All right, let's break this one down, because it's almost comical how some people still can't connect the dots. This woman is out here saying she got dumped because she asked him to pay for everything. Now pause. Everything. What exactly falls under that? Rent? Utility bills? Your Netflix subscription? That sudden craving for designer handbags? Let's be real. If you're tossing around the word everything, you're basically saying, I want you to financially adopt me. And that's an extreme yikes for most men. Here's the reality. If you believe in traditional values, then yes, there's something called courtship. And in courtship, men typically pay for dates, you know, dinners, coffee runs, maybe a thoughtful bouquet or a surprise gift now and then. But asking a man you're not living with or committed to long-term to cover your personal bills is like asking your Uber driver to pay your mortgage because he got you home safely. It's not how this works, and it's not how this should work. If you're struggling with your bills, here's an idea. Call your parents, ask your siblings, or get a side hustle. A man you're just dating is not your ATM, your landlord, or your financial safety net. When you make demanding money a condition of your affection, you're not looking for a partner. You're looking for a sponsor. And last I checked, sponsors are for athletes and charity events, not for grown adults who should be handling their own expenses. The funny part? Men don't actually mind paying for everything when they're in a serious, committed relationship with a woman who's loyal, respectful, and appreciative. But the second you turn it into an expectation instead of a gesture, you've just drained all the romance out of it. It becomes a transaction, and no high-value man is sticking around for that. That man did what every smart adult should do. He saw the red flag, waved goodbye, and went looking for someone who sees him as more than a walking debit card. Honestly, he didn't lose her. He dodged a financial black hole dressed as a relationship. And for that, we salute him.
Until he comes into your life and gets rid of every single fucking problem that you have, he is just like every other guy.
Here's the thing. This is exactly why so many women end up bitter and confused later in life. You sit there, proudly announcing to the world that you're just waiting for some guy to show up and fix every single problem you've created for yourself. As if men are magical repairmen sent by the universe to swoop in and clean up the mess you made through poor choices, bad habits, and a complete lack of accountability. Newsflash, men are not your life raft. They're not here to bail you out of financial chaos, emotional instability, or drama you actively entertained. It's the entitlement for me. The audacity to expect a man to step into your life and become your full-time solution while you do nothing to fix yourself is mind-blowing. You want him to pay the bills, heal your trauma, fight your battles, boost your confidence, and carry you like some fairy tale princess, all while you put in zero effort. And the worst part? You act like it's just how things are supposed to be, because deep down, you think your presence alone is enough payment for his hard work. Here's the reality check. Men who actually have their lives together don't want to play hero for a woman who refuses to take accountability. They want a partner, not a dependent. They want someone who brings peace, not problems. So while you're sitting there waiting for your savior, the high-value men are passing you by because they see the walking red flag from a mile away. They don't want to rescue you. They want to build with you. And let's be honest, if you're in a toxic environment, broke, surrounded by bad influences, and drowning in chaos, that's your responsibility to fix. Adults, yes, women included, have the ability to remove themselves from harmful situations, get their finances in order, and work on their mental health. Sitting around expecting someone to do that for you is just lazy and selfish. You're not helpless, you're just unwilling to put in the work. So stop waiting for a man to come and solve all your problems. Because if that's your plan, the only thing you're going to be left with is time wasted, opportunities lost, and a hard lesson learned. Men are not here to save you from yourself, and the sooner you accept that, the sooner you might actually start fixing your own life.
There is so much conversation around what women expect guys to pay for when they first start dating and throughout the relationship. But something I never really hear people talk about, I think I know why, is the fact that a lot of times, not always, the things that the girl kind of wants the guy to pay for are the things that she was getting for free when she was single. Single girls have the opportunity to get so much for free. But the thing is, I feel like anytime somebody talks about the things that they get for free, people swarm to the comment section being like, nothing's actually free, basically implying that she was doing something to get that. The truth is, people like to be around pretty women, and it's as simple as that. When I first started dating my husband and he came and visited my family in Texas for the first time, went to the gym together and he asked me how much my membership there cost, and I was like, I don't have a membership. The guy who owns the gym likes me and lets me work out there for free. We ended up moving. It like wasn't even a question. My husband just got my gym membership. How does it make sense that a girl starts having to pay for more because she's in a relationship? So, just saying, I know so many pretty girls who don't get anything for free. Sometimes it's like right place, right time. I just wanted to put that out there. Still have the opportunity to, and that's the point. It doesn't mean girls ask for free stuff. It doesn't mean they did anything in return other than show up and get the free stuff. It's just kind of how the world works, and you should never feel bad about it, because I'm a firm believer that it's a man's job to pursue the woman. Obviously, in a relationship, a woman has her duty to the guy as well. That's not what this video is about. Weird way, it is kind of a subtle way for men to pursue women by, like, giving them free stuff. Even if they don't necessarily expect something in return, there's still, like, an energy exchange there. And one way that men can pursue their partner throughout their entire life is by providing for them.
All right, so here we go. She seems a little confused. And not, oops, I forgot where I parked confused. I mean confused on the fundamentals. If you're married, yes, your husband paying for stuff is really just you both managing shared money. That's called partnership, teamwork. We're in this together. But if you're dating, sis, that man is not your personal ATM. He's not obligated to cover your gym membership, your rent, your utilities, your weekly eyelash fills, or whatever other recurring bill you've decided counts as romantic support. Let's get real. The only thing he should be paying for is the dates. And even then, within reason. Dinner, coffee, a fun night out? Sure. But that doesn't mean you walk into Nobu with a to-go bag for tomorrow's lunch and a side order of entitlement. And here's the part they always skip over in these videos. The woman's actual contribution. It's always a mystery. Like, you want him to bankroll your lifestyle, but what exactly are you bringing to the table besides a running tab and an attitude? Ladies, dating is not a subscription service. If you expect a man to cover your entire lifestyle without commitment, don't be surprised when he sees the red flags, turns the car around, and drops you off right back at the corner of reality and accountability.
Truly thought I would never see a man that I've gone on a date with be posted in the Are We Dating the Same Guy in New York City Facebook group, but the day finally came. It happened. I have to share the story with all of you in order for you to realize that your intuition and gut feeling is always right, especially when it comes to dating. This man and I met in real life first. It was not a dating app. I was at a jazz club with one of my friends. We exchanged Instagrams. He slid into my DMs. I didn't entertain it at first, but a few months passed by and I was like, you know what? Let me give this guy a shot. He asks me if I can go on a walk on the West Side Highway, which I thought was pretty low effort to begin with, but you know what? First date. Put on a cute little workout set. I meet up with him. Within the first 5 minutes, I knew this date wasn't gonna go well. I noticed immediately that this man wanted me for my body and not for anything else. Yeah, he was asking questions, trying to get to know me, but I just felt this really weird vibe that this man was not trying to go out with me for the right reasons. after we walked for a bit, we got drinks, and then eventually we walked kind of close to my apartment. I wasn't going to allow him to walk me to my apartment because I didn't want him knowing where I lived. So I just kind of let him drop me off a couple blocks up. We say goodbye, and immediately he's texting me, trying to hang out with me again, inviting me to brunch the next day. I was really busy at the time, truly, but he gave up eventually, and I just kind of fell off. Gotten older, I've become pickier with dating, but I don't know. I was like, was I too hard on him? I don't know. But then today I go on Facebook, and who do I find that was posted? Him. And I go to the comments. What do I see? People talking about how he's obsessed with seeing women in workout sets, that he invites women to walks and also workout classes, which he also did try to do with me, and that he's kind of creepy, just trying to hook up with people and invite them over. I read that and was like, holy crap. Like, that specifically didn't happen to me to the T, but I felt that vibe immediately. Remember when we hugged and said hello? I got a vibe. This story serves as a reminder to you that if you feel this way on a date, really take that into consideration and walk away. There's a reason.
You know what's funny? She's talking about a guy who made her feel uncomfortable and apparently make many other women felt the same way. Okay, fair enough. If someone genuinely makes you feel unsafe, that's serious. No one's arguing that. But then, here's where it gets interesting. She slides in this little criticism about it being just a walk. Oh, so now we're not only talking about safety, we're also talking about the date not being good enough. Ladies, pick a lane. Is this about danger or disappointment that he didn't pull out the red carpet? Because those are two very different conversations. See, a walk is not a bad date. In fact, for a lot of people, it's one of the best. You actually get to talk to the person. No loud music, no forced small talk over overpriced food. Just you, the other person, and an actual conversation. But I guess connection doesn't fit into the Instagram highlight reel, does it? Here's the problem. Somewhere along the way, dating stopped being about getting to know someone and started being about what you get out of them. A free meal, a trip, a shopping spree, anything but the actual person. Then, when a man offers a genuine, low-pressure way to connect, it's dismissed as just a walk. And let's be real, if safety was truly the primary concern, you wouldn't even be talking about the quality of the date. The fact that it's just a walk made it into the complaint tells me this was never really about safety. It was about expectations not being met. And that's the exact reason so many women are still waiting for the right guy, while the good ones are out there walking with someone else.
I have a question for men in New York City. Why is no one making the effort to offer their seat to a woman? I have been appalled lately.
Okay, genuinely, do women's legs like hurt more than men's legs or something? Like, is there some reason that it's like harder for women to stand? Is there any actual reasoning why a man should give up his seat for a woman other than like, oh, it would be nice? And look, I have nothing against a kind gesture, okay? But where's the entitlement coming from? Like, why is this something that you feel like men should do? Also, as an aside, if you've ever been on a New York subway, you know if you're in a situation where it's like, oh, all the seats are closed, I could give it up for this woman right here. If that man stands up, another man will probably come and scoop up the seat before you can even sit down. And obviously that wouldn't happen every time, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes it would just be pointless. But this is one of those things I don't get. Like, it's like the whole door opening thing all over again. Like, do you not have feet, legs? You know, like, again, you don't know what that man did all day. Like, I understand if you're like, oh, like a pregnant woman, someone should give up their seat for a pregnant woman. Okay, fine, whatever. Even the elderly, I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, they're gonna be out of here soon anyways. Why does it matter if they stand up for a little longer? And you understand, talking like this actually takes away from when people actually do the gesture. Because again, it's something that was seen as like a nice thing now becomes the bare minimum, but don't get me started on that. But again, mission statement of this video: if you can't tell me why men should give up a seat for random women other than it would be nice, I kind of don't want to hear this entitlement, you know what I mean?
You ever notice how some people scream equality until it's time to actually be equal? Yeah, suddenly, equality turns into I deserve it just because I showed up. And for some reason, 80% of modern women seem to think they're entitled to every single thing they lay eyes on. Your seat? Their seat now. Your time? Their time now. Your effort? Oh, that's a bare minimum requirement, sir. And here's the kicker. They'll proudly post on Instagram about being independent right after demanding that someone else give up their seat, their spot, their resources, all in the name of chivalry. But wait, didn't you want equality? You fought for it. You hashtagged about it. You argued in comment sections about it. Well, congratulations. You got it. See, Equality doesn't mean you only get the perks and none of the responsibilities. It means sometimes you stand. It means sometimes you pay. It means sometimes, gasp, you take the L like everyone else. But nope. For some, equal magically translates into everything benefits me and costs him. The irony? The same women talking about female empowerment are often the ones who treat a man's personal belongings, his space, and even his seat like community property. Like, ma'am, this isn't a charity drive, it's a bus ride. Sit where there's space, just like the rest of us. So here's the bottom line. You wanted equality. You got equality. But don't expect a free seat, a free ride, and a free pass just because you think the world owes you something. Spoiler alert, it doesn't.
Women, are men hitting on you as much as they used to, or are men like getting too shy? Too shy. 8 years ago, women were complaining that men were too forward, and now men are too shy. You know what that means, men? Remember what Charlie Munger said, that if it wasn't for the stupidity of other people, you wouldn't be able to get rich. Men, when all the other men get shy, if you do the opposite, women are going to be like, this is a dude I would never normally date, but he's the only f***ing guy who talked to me, so he got my number.
You know, I keep hearing this tired old line. Men are just shy these days. They don't approach women anymore. No, sweetheart. Men aren't shy. They're just not interested in wasting their time anymore. 8 years ago, we started listening to what you said. Leave us alone. Stop approaching us. We're independent. Well, congratulations. We heard you loud and clear, and now you're mad about it? Here's the reality. The vast majority of men have realized the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. They're not avoiding you because they lack confidence. They're avoiding you because the return on investment is zero. It's not a fear of rejection anymore. It's a refusal to play a rigged game. You wanted to be left alone? Perfect. Enjoy your solitude. Enjoy your independence. Men are off building their lives, making their money, traveling, and living in peace. The days of bending over backwards just for a conversation are over. You wanted equality? You got equality. Now you have to do the approaching, the initiating, the effort. But somehow, you don't seem so eager anymore, do you? Funny how that works. So, to the ladies wondering why men don't try anymore, don't worry. They're just giving you exactly what you asked for. And they're happier for it.
I am fucking done. I am done. I am done begging a mother to love me. Done begging him to spend time with me. Like, I swear, some of us women have more balls than you coward-ass men. You take good women and you break us down till we can't take no more, till every man we see makes us want to vomit.
Anymore, honestly, do not date a woman for 3 months, and I use that term loosely, date, because he never took me on a date or even planned one in the house. Mr. Anxiety. Do not date a woman for 3 months, fuck her. Lead her to believe you want a relationship, literally spend a whole entire week with her, and then ghost her for 4 days and dump her, and then tell her it's just because you don't have romantic feelings for her. Why? What the?
I've been talking to a guy. We've been texting. It was great. He said, I'm 5 minutes away from picking you up. I got all dressed up for our date, and boom, I'm blocked. He stood me up. And I don't understand why men treat good women like I am an amazing woman, huge heart, very loyal.
Bruh.
And men just play with my feelings. That's all they do. Just make it make sense. Make it make sense.
I don't know what it's like to be in the presence of a real man, a leader, somebody that you know is gonna protect you. Like, it kills you to see your wife or your girlfriend happy. You have shit on that. Like, fuck you men and your mommy issues. We are not your fucking enemies. But I'm done. I am so done. I'm tired of hurting. I never deserved this shit.
Think that it's okay to come and say whatever they want to people. to get their hopes up, to have them let their guard down, to be told things, and then they go, and a couple days later, they just say the complete opposite. Why even waste somebody's time? Not only mine, but yours. I'm so tired of people not saying what they want from the start. I'm so tired of people coming and just getting someone's hopes up.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to tell you something that the rest of the world won't. You don't need to have a hoe phase. I got a DM from a girl that's kind of like my age, and she asked me if I thought that that was like a necessary part of life. All her friends are telling her, like, this is the time of your life to like sleep around, be promiscuous, not get emotionally attached to guys, just like hop around from one guy to the next. And she's like, do I need to do this? My opinion is no. Nobody needs to do that. In fact, I think there are a lot of downsides to the whole hookup culture in general, and this idea that before you can settle down, you need to like go crazy. And I think it's really ironic that the like postmodern feminist movement right now kind of seems to be pushing this idea of like, you know, women should be promiscuous and like, cause it, you know, makes them feel more like equal to men. I don't think that that's true. I think that hookup culture, according to the studies that I've looked at, harms women, and it doesn't fulfill what women really want. It fulfills what toxic, like non-committing men want, but for women, it usually doesn't do much. Regarding hookups, men and women were both asked the same kind of questions, and the reason for hookup regret for women was that they felt used a lot of times, and they kind of regretted that. And for men, their biggest regret was that the woman they were with wasn't attractive enough. How is this empowering for women to tell them to just go, like, sleep with these kind of guys? Like, that's not...
Arrogant in their 20s. Delusional in their 30s. Bitter in their 40s. Alone in their 50s. And after that? Well, forgotten. Except maybe by the cat food company. Thank your feminist friends, ladies. What goes around always comes around. You see, here's the problem. Modern women have a wish list that makes Santa Claus look broke. They want a man to be tall, rich, emotionally intelligent, have abs, own a home, be fun, plan dates like a travel agency, and oh, don't forget, drop unlimited cash like he's printing it in the basement. Meanwhile, these same men, they're out here building themselves up from scratch, grinding at jobs they hate, saving for a future, working toward the kind of stability that could actually sustain a family. But instead of respect for that grind, what do they get? Why don't you take me on a $500 date? Why can't you cover my bills? Why aren't we flying to Bali this weekend? Here's the truth bomb. It's that unnecessary spending and unrealistic provisions that push men away. And when men walk, they don't look back. They mean it. So ladies, keep playing the game where you overvalue yourself and undervalue men's efforts. But don't act shocked when the calls stop, the texts stop, and you're sitting in a quiet house wondering why no one's chasing you anymore. Spoiler alert, they heard you loud and clear when you said you didn't need them, and they believed you. Enjoy that independence for the next 30 years.
I want to tell you guys about this big fucking red flag that I just dodged. So I'm in a place now where I'm like, okay, I'm moving on. I'm, you know, like I dealt with it. I've dealt with the past. I'm ready to just like move on and find my person in life. Okay. That's where I'm at. I'm open. I'm being open and I'm doing the thing that I don't want to be doing, which is getting back on dating apps. And, so anyways, I've, you know, I'm just matched with a couple of people and I'm like, well, I'm not going to overwhelm myself and talk to 100 guys or whatever. So there was just this one particular match where I found him, you know, like interesting, where he's, you know, really into the feminine and the masculine energies. And I'm very much into that. Like I've been trying to ground myself, trying to heal my feminine side, trying to be a bit more feminine because I'm sick and tired of, you know, being in survival mode and being the masculine in relationships. I kind of just want to be a woman. Okay, so it was very interesting that he shared that stuff, and I was like, well, he's from France, you know, he's a French man. So I have dated a lot of British men. Okay, for some reason, the British men love Mia. Like, I honestly, anyways, I've dated a lot of men from the UK, and I'm sure there's some good ones out there, but I can generalize by saying that they all are avoidants. And that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to offend anyone. But they're all avoidance. And to be quite honest, there's just like a few loose screws there. And they like to drink a lot. Anyways, so I was like, you know, trying something new. Frenchman, whatever. He's probably going to be decent. He's probably going to be nice. You know, maybe romantic. We can eat the frog legs together. And I'm like, whatever. I'm going to give this guy a chance. Like, I want to meet someone that I can be best friends with, get to know them. Am I physically attracted? Maybe not physically, but I just feel like it's different for a woman, right? So I want to build that initial connection. I want to move slow. I'm still not, like, fully ready to invite someone into my life, but I'm ready to just get out there and meet someone new. So we sort of spoke a little bit. But he was very obviously insistent on meeting up, which I understand. The whole like texting, building a situationship, like we all just make it up in our minds. And I am very much about ripping off that band-aid. Like with dating, my rule is we meet straight away. If we connect, if physically there's that connection, and I'm not talking just attractiveness, because I feel like we can actually build, like you might see a photo of someone and you're like, meh. But then you meet them in person and there's like a je ne sais quoi. I know a few things in French. And, you know, sometimes some people just have charisma, like humor, like they carry themselves well. And that just doesn't always come across in a photo. And let's be honest, no offense to males, but men can't always take the best selfies. God bless you. You guys try, but you're not selling yourselves very well in photos. Anyways, so whatever, I give this guy a chance and I'm like, yep, let's meet up. And, you know, like even some of the things that he was saying, he's really looking for his life partner. Okay. He's looking for his missus. He wants to be the masculine and then the feminine is just going to be about nurturing and that's going to be her only role or something like that. And I'm like, whatever that, I was kind of like, okay, like whatever. And during conversation, like I was very clear about where I was, what I've been through, what I've been, where, you know, like I'm trying to get to. And I talk about like time, like I really hate my time being wasted. Like there's, because I invest so much and I am very genuine in my intentions, I would never date anyone or give myself to someone that I don't feel deeply about. I only do that when I'm 100% in. So I hate my time wasted. Like, I hate it. Sorry, I just had a moment where I just, yeah. So anyways, he comes back and he takes it as like differently. And his comment or his response back to me is something like, I could never date anyone that's not punctual and is time poor. And then I'm like, well, you haven't met me. Like, Mia likes to take her time, and sometimes she's a little bit late. So I was like, oh, I don't know if that's a red flag or that fits or whatever. But I was like, you know, like, I can be on time. That's fine. If someone needs me to be on time, I will be on time. And he's communicated, because that's one thing on my list, is a good communicator, that he wants to be on time, wants me to be on time. And I assume that means a form of respect, so whatever. So just fast forward, you know, we meet up. This was on Saturday. We meet up and we go to a park. I drive all the way to Brisbane. I didn't make a big deal out of it. I don't think he fully knew that I lived on the Gold Coast. So I don't really care. And like the meeting was fine. You know, a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. He has a lot of knowledge around, you know, healing the inner child, which I find interesting, and the energies, the masculine, the feminine, like all that stuff is of interest to me. Okay. Like I like that. And I got a lot out of that meeting, and the company was enjoyable and he seemed nice enough and all that stuff. And then after, as we're walking, like we got a coffee, and then he's like, well, did you want to go get lunch? And I was like, yeah, I can go for food, like whatever. And as we're walking, he goes, I really want to live a simple life, and I don't know if I told you this, but I'm retired, you know, at 44. And I was like, nah, you didn't tell me. Like, it's great. And I was like, whoopity-doo, Basil. And so, yeah, anyways, we're walking, and he goes like, yeah, so I want to live on a farm. And I'm just like, okay. And he's like, yeah, you know, like I was really close. I even went to south of France and I'm looking at a farm. I nearly bought a farm, but I really need the feminine in my life. And I'm just like, okay. And he's like, how would you feel? You know, like, how would you feel living on a farm? And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, how would I feel living on a farm? I don't like shoveling snow, let alone, I don't think I would like to shovel shit. Like, that's how I feel about living on a farm. Number two, why am I being told this on date number one? But number three, if this is your vision and he's very specific, that's great that he's very specific as to what he wants. Shouldn't the farm conversation be like part of the initial talking phase? Like, I want to live on a farm. Do you want to be a farmer's wife? And like, I'm just like walking and I'm like, now I got to sit through breakfast or brunch with this. Like, so anyways, I'm like processing this and I'm like, could I live on a farm? And he's like, well, you know, we get the mule. And I'm like, okay. Like, it was just weird. And I don't know. I think I shut down because I was like, I'm going to need time to process this if he's serious. I don't know what to say when someone goes, hey, I don't know, do you want to be on a farm? I don't know if I want to be on a farm. Not today, not tomorrow. Bro's already looking at properties and this is like date one and he's asking me to, anyways, that's fine. So we like sort of enjoy our time together or whatever. And it was like fine. And I just felt like he was testing me the whole time. You know, like this was a relationship interview to find a woman. And I guess there's no point wasting time. And there's just like, he was trying to give off the whole vibe that he's like healed, that he's a healed masculine. But then he started to go on a rampage. And those are the moments where we really have to pay attention. And I just went quiet and I observed. Because he's claiming that he's healed, but then he's getting annoyed because he's asked other women to wear dresses. And he thinks that women are taking it incorrectly. We think it's controlling and demanding, but if he wants to see his woman in a dress, he has a right to ask for that, which I guess so. But the rant went on for about 5 whole minutes. Anyways, I feel like I'm running out of time. So what ended up happening was the date was fine. I went off. He messaged me on Sunday checking in at like 11 or something. I sort of wanted to sit on the whole like, do I want to live on a farm thing? And apparently I didn't get back to him in time. So I messaged around 3 o'clock and he had unmatched me on the dating app. No, I don't want to live on a farm.
You ever just sit back and watch dating apps in action? Oh, it's comedy gold, pure entertainment. Because I swear, 80% of the women on there are chasing the exact same guy. Not the same type of guy. No, I mean the same guy. Like y'all got him on some unspoken community rotation schedule. And this dude knows it. He's sitting there on his couch, swiping with one hand, eating chips with the other, and laughing because he knows the power he holds. And here's the best part. When this one guy treats them exactly how you'd expect, bare minimum effort, zero emotional investment, full-time ghosting, suddenly it's men are trash. No, sweetheart, you just chased Chad like he was the last man on earth, and then acted shocked when Chad did what Chads do best. It's like watching someone touch a hot stove and then write a 3-paragraph essay on how stoves are evil. Meanwhile, the guys who would actually treat them right? Oh, those dudes are invisible. Not unattractive. Not boring. Just invisible. Why? Because he doesn't have the bad boy smirk in his profile picture, or maybe he doesn't pose with a rented Lamborghini. You can tell me I'm lying, but we both know I'm not. Y'all are swiping right on abs and ego, not stability and effort. The funniest part is when they all end up in the same group chat months later, talking about how this one guy led them on and played with their feelings. Sis, you're not a victim, you're part of the fan club. Don't act like you didn't see the red flags. You saw them, you just thought you could fix him or be different. Spoiler alert, you weren't. So yeah, dating apps are wild. It's the same game over and over. Women chasing the same dude. The dude milking it for all it's worth. And then everyone pretending they learned some deep life lesson. Meanwhile, the good guys are out here watering their own plants and learning guitar, because the juice hasn't been worth the squeeze for years.